Oh, that was close.
Can you see where he is?
In the shadows by the door.
Yeah, and he's not coming out into the sunlight anytime soon.
We gotta get to the car quick, or Weston's gonna take off without us.
No, if he's stuck to the plane, he's already gone. Howard, is there another way out of this library?
Not that I know.
What about the windows? How far a drop is it?
Too far. 20 feet, maybe.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go do something about this guy shooting at us.
What? Come back here.
Shh.
Town, raise my chickens.
All right, he's reloading. This is my chance. Hold it!
Huh? You hold it!
Wait a minute, you didn't even have time to get all the bullets loaded.
You want to take a chance?
Take it easy, man, all right? We just want to leave.
Yeah, well, me too! But I can't because of this heat wave.
What heat wave? Empty! Yeah! All right. I tell you what, we're going to leave this gun sitting just outside for you, okay? Vic, let's move! Once we're gone, you can go out and get it, all right?
John!
Nice job. Let's get out of here.
Just go. Get out. Take the stupid gun.
Come on, John.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Get out!
Let's go!
That was like spontaneous combustion. The last believer has left the building.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 66, Running Scared.
Yep, we missed him.
Weston did just what we told him to do.
They left without us?
Well, we were on a pretty tight schedule. I guess we didn't make it back in time.
So, what now?
Good question.
Weston knows we're here. He'll come back as soon as he can.
I suppose we just lay low until he does?
Unless you have a better plan.
Give me 5 minutes, I might.
Well, let's just find some place to hide out for the night. When the sun goes down, things around here come alive, if you know what I mean.
You mean this airport isn't abandoned?
This isn't just an airport. This is Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Let me guess. There's still security personnel here.
It's a safe bet.
Great. You come up with a better plan yet?
How about hiding out in that parking garage?
Well, let's check it out. Hop in.
Okay, I'm missing something here. Why is this parking deck such a great place to hide?
We'll be able to see if anybody's coming.
Yeah, and if anybody does come, we can climb down the outside to the next floor.
Whoa, is this a bad time to tell you I'm afraid of heights?
No worse than any other time.
Right.
The sun's going down. It's gonna cool off in here soon.
Yeah, I suppose building a fire wouldn't be the best idea.
I bet the library's still warm.
Aw. Howard, you have anything to eat in that backpack of yours?
Well, since you asked so nicely.
Oh, sandwiches? Yeah. Were you holding out on your mom and company?
Nah, they had plenty of food. At least until the GC walked in and took over the library. This is my own little stash. I took them when I split from the rest of the crowd.
Seem to be just a bit past their freshness date.
Oh, that's just the lettuce. Take it off, they'll be fine.
You won't hear me complain, it's all we have.
Well, not exactly.
Whoa, candy bars?
Oh, hello, chocolate. Oh,
this is dessert.
This is not so bad. What is it?
Cheese and butter.
Yummy. Suppose you have a blanket in that backpack of yours, huh?
Afraid not.
We're over here, Vic. We'll keep each other warm.
So, what's the deal with you two?
What do you mean?
You married? Dating? What?
We haven't quite figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Figured what out?
Well, in the global scheme of things, there's not a whole lot of time until Jesus returns.
So?
We're just not sure whether starting a relationship right now is the best idea.
Starting a relationship? How long have you two known each other?
We met the day of the rapture.
The next day.
Right. Next day.
Yeah, so how long have you liked each other? Come on, oh, well, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
You eat my sandwiches, you tell me your life story. Come on, how long?
Most of that time.
6 years? What about you?
Yeah, I'd say most of that time too.
So, starting a relationship is a 6-year process.
Yeah, but we got work to do before Jesus comes back.
So do it together.
That's a possibility, but
nothing in the Bible that I've seen says you can't be married. In fact, it says you should be married.
Well.
Peter was married, and Jesus built a church on it.
Yeah, so your point is...
Look, I've only known you for a few hours, but I mean, you already act like you're married.
We do not.
Rest my case. Look, you got a sheen for each other. Why don't you two just get married?
Sheen?
You know, Howard, that's not such a bad idea. Excuse me a second. What do you say, Vic?
What do I say about what?
Will you marry me?
Whoa, bad timing. Hold that thought. We got company.
I'm sure you saw it driving here.
Plain as day. I wasn't far away. It was a blue Volkswagen Beetle, the older kind. It drove right into this garage.
This was before the sun set.
Yeah, I was still hiding that building over there. I saw the whole thing.
All right. Teams 1 and 2 cover the south end. 3 and 4 on the north. Dewey and I will drive the truck up the ramp. Move out.
All right, there's a drainage pipe running down the wall here. I think we can climb down it.
Did I mention my fear of heights?
Have I mentioned I'm allergic to bullets?
Good point.
All right, they won't be able to see us from the inside.
Judd?
Let's do it. I'll go first.
Works for me.
All right. Slow down a bit, Dewey. First floor secure. Proceeding to second floor. Second floor secure. Proceed to third floor. Car on 3, repeat. Car on 3, blue Volkswagen. Both teams, secure the exits. I'm going in for a look. Alright. Cars empty. Nobody on the floor. Wax paper and candy wrappers. No targets.
Hey! Get off me!
They're on the ground level!
Keep going! Go in as far as you can!
Culvert stinks!
Yeah, but I doubt they're gonna find us in here. Nobody's gonna crawl into something like this.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we had to.
Yeah.
Alright. This should be good.
It sounds like they're splitting.
Yeah, circling is a better bet.
So, Judd.
Yeah?
Where were we?
This is where they were supposed to meet you yesterday?
Yep. Let's hope they didn't get caught when the sun went down.
Doubt it. Judge seems to have this way to just barely avoid trouble.
And Judge in love. It makes you do stupid things.
I guess. Looks like you didn't avoid trouble this time, huh?
Oh, we got 3 runners, south end of the field.
I don't know who the tail is, but I do recognize Judd and Vicky.
I'll go get the cabin door for him. I'll taxi closer.
All right.
Come on, guys, come on!
Shut the door! We'll get moving!
Nice job on the coming back to get us, thanks!
Whoa, you guys got a special fragrance going. You overnight with the 3 little pigs?
Oh, good to see you too, Mark.
Everybody hold on!
We're holding, Wes. Punch this cow! Oh, by the way, Vicky and I, we're getting married.
Dear Diary, remember those wedding invitations you used to see? Today I'm marrying my best friend. I always thought that sounded so dumb. But now that Judd and I have been making wedding plans, I'm beginning to understand. Marshall's been counseling us for the past few weeks, giving us some ideas about what to look forward to.
Before I got married, the pastor suggested to us that we remember to make out a will, just in case. You probably don't need to do that.
Melinda and Janie have been getting in touch with their feminine side and have been making me a dress. Who would believe it? These two considered me public enemy number 1 only a few years ago. Oh, Conrad had a great suggestion for the wedding.
You should have Sion Ben Judah marry you.
Sion Ben Judah?
How are we going to do that? He's at Petra. We're in Wisconsin.
I know, but you can do it. On the internet, or fiber optic, or satellite, something.
That's not a bad idea.
Lionel and Judd are busy helping out with the co-op. It's really cool how close those two are now.
Why can't you just admit that I'm right?
I'm not talking to you right now.
Oh, that's mature.
It's either spring, or there must be something in the water. Everyone seems to be in love.
How was I supposed to know you like flowers?
What girl doesn't like flowers?
Here's a daisy.
That's a weed!
Conrad and Janie are... I don't know what's up with them.
Look at Mark and Darian.
All they seem to do is fight.
I don't want a bouquet of weeds!
I can't believe you're getting mad about this.
I hope we never get like that.
I can guarantee you we won't.
I don't know what that means.
And now... 1 week before the wedding, Weston's taking Judd away again. He says it's his last trip
as a bachelor.
I don't know.
We already got this whole thing set up with Sion Ben Judah.
Well, that's the good part of my plan.
There's a good part.
You help me take the supplies to New Babylon, and then I drop you off at... Ta-da! Petra!
And why is that so cool? Vicky will still be here.
Not for long. I come back through here, pick your blushing bride up, deliver her to you... Ben Judah marries the two of you, and you live happily ever after.
You would do that?
Sure.
What do you think, Vic?
Well, I like the happily ever after part.
That always sounds good.
But something always goes wrong.
What could go wrong? As long as the heat wave holds up, we can go anywhere.
Hey, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, you got an email from Sion Ben Judah.
Oh, cool. Let me see it. He says he remembers me, but not very well. He remembers his daughter Nina talking about me.
Must have left some kind of impression.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hold on a second.
He just got a letter from Dr. Ben Judah.
Cool.
Rock! He says he'll marry us!
Hold on, cowboy. I like you and all, but...
No. He'll marry me and Vicky.
Oh, good. Well, that's really...
That is cool.
Hey, listen, as long as you're both here, I know Vicky's a little weirded out about me going on this trip tomorrow.
Can you blame her? You're supposed to get married in a week. Last time you went to the Middle East, you were gone over 2 years.
Yeah, I just want you guys to look out for her while I'm gone.
Hang on. You're worried about her?
You're the one going to Nikolai Carpathia's backyard barbecue. I'd say you need a babysitter more than she does.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
I'm just going to help Weston deliver some supplies. It's not like I'm going to a bachelor party.
I just don't want anything to happen to you.
Hey, nothing is going to happen to me, I promise.
Oh, how you can even say that after what you've been through?
You know, if you're going to marry me in a few days, you really need to learn to trust me.
It's not like you can control circumstances, Bubba.
I know that.
So I don't want to be cut off from you again. So, duck, okay?
I better go. See you in a few days.
Of course.
Okay, I'll see you then.
I can't wait to see Petra.
What about me?
Yeah, you too, I suppose. If I have to.
All right, gotta go.
Love you.
Me too. What truck do you want me to put these boxes in, Mr. Kurzman?
The truck, if you please.
I see you met my muscle here, Helmet.
It's always good to have a strong back to do your lifting.
Well, I can't let this one get bruised. He's getting married next week.
Wunderbar. There's your Fraulein now.
She's in Wisconsin. We're going to meet in Petra on Tuesday.
Tuesday? You still have 4 days.
Guys, this day is going to end sooner than we want, so we need to get a move on.
Get a move on? You sound like a cowboy. You can both stay with us tonight.
I really don't want to stay in New Babylon any longer than I have to.
Yeah, his Fraulein will kill me if anything happens to him.
What could happen? I've been living in New Babylon for months. You're as safe with me as you would be at Petra.
I suppose. Maybe I can give my friend Chang a call while I'm here.
Chang Bang? He's one of my most trusted comrades. Of course you can call him.
Now let's just finish up this job before it starts cooling off around here.
Morning.
Good morning, Chuck. Take a plate. Breakfast is ready.
Whoa, where did you get bacon?
From you, my friend. It was part of your delivery.
Oh, nice.
Do you want eggs as well?
Yeah, sure.
Did you speak with Chang Huang last night?
He didn't answer his phone. I hope nothing's wrong.
I would have heard by now. Try him again.
Okay.
Chang Huang.
Chang, it's Judd.
Judd, this is really a weird time.
Yeah, you'll never guess where I am.
I hope you're calling from Petra.
Actually, I'm not. Why?
The game is up.
What do you mean? Are you in trouble?
If what I'm looking at is correct, we're all in trouble.
What are you talking about?
I'm checking the global temperatures. It looks like everything's back to normal.
You're saying that the heat wave is over?
What?
Where are you right now?
In the worst possible place I could be.
Vicky, wake up.
I'm already awake. Something's wrong, isn't it? I can feel it.
Phone's for you.
For me? It's Judd, isn't it?
Hang on, she's coming. Here you go.
Hello?
Vic.
Judd, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine right at the moment. I just wanted to call and let you know before you heard it on the radio or an internet news group.
It's the heat wave, right?
Yeah, well, not anymore. It's over.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
You knew?
Well, you know what I mean. What are you going to do now?
I'm not sure yet. Our current host says we can stay with him as long as we need to.
In New Babylon.
Well, yeah.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you were trying to get out of marrying me.
If I was, this is not the way I'd do it, believe me.
No, I know. I'm just...
You're not mad at me.
No. I'm more afraid I'm going to see you in some GC newscast. Judahite ringleader finally captured.
I'll be fine. All right, we've been through this before.
I suppose.
And look at it this way. Last time I was gone for 3 years. We don't have that much time before Jesus comes back.
Very reassuring.
That's my job, to reassure.
See, there you go again. You want to feel bad, but you have to go and cheer me up.
Yeah, that's my other job.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Vic. We'll be okay. Weston and I are going to get to the airplane first chance we get and hop over to Petra.
And Weston is still planning on picking me up?
Definitely.
So, we've been in places like this before, little brother. We'll get out of this one, too.
I know, but now I've got Vicky to think about, too.
Trust me. We'll get to the plane and take off before...
I've got some more news for you.
Now what?
If it's bad news, I don't want to hear it.
It is bad news, I'm afraid. Your airplane was discovered by the global community.
Oh, boy.
Did they do anything to it?
Yes, you could say that.
Well, come on, Helmet. What did they do?
Towed it to the edge of the airfield, packed the engines full of C4, and blew it up.
Oh, and that plane was just starting to lack me.
So much for hopping over to Petra.
At least not anytime soon. It becomes necessary to show you the escape facilities in my home.
Yeah, that could come in handy.
Mm. I pray it will not come to it, but if the global community police arrive, you will have to enter this hidden room.
Whoa. Does everybody in New Babylon have a panic room?
If they don't, they should.
I suppose.
But this is not just a panic room. In fact, it's more of an escape tunnel.
Serious?
This room opens into a tunnel that leads into what we call number two.
Number
two? Yes. It travels into the sewers and finally to the river Euphrates.
Oh, the sewers.
Just like in the film The Third Man.
Before my time.
Mine too, but I still saw it.
Anything else on this tour?
And this is where we practice with firearms.
What do you need guns for?
What do we need guns for? Protection!
Don't you think God will protect you?
He has protected us, but we can't sit back and not defend ourselves. That would be foolishness.
Yeah, I'm just not into killing, I guess.
I have no desire to kill anyone either, Judd. But the facts of the matter is that the global community is trying to kill us. I shall not go gently into that good night.
Weston seemed to think you had an interesting story. You want to tell me?
We may be neighbors for some time.
I'm all ears.
When light and dark collide, and ignorance takes up the sword against understanding, what is left for weary men to do?
What's that from?
A play I was writing at the time of the disappearances. It was not very good.
It sounded fine to me.
Do you know what an understudy is?
Yeah, it's an actor who's there in case a lead gets sick or something.
That's right. Before The Vanishings, I was an understudy. At life.
Is this you being dramatic again?
Yes and no. I knew my lines and my movements, but I saw life as though through a curtain.
Had you heard the gospel before The Vanishings?
Oh, many times. I had many relations who believed.
Your parents?
No. They were killed during the earthquake.
Oh, sorry.
They were on a cruise along the Rhine River, near the town of Bingham. When the earthquake hit, the ground opened up and swallowed the river and everything on it.
Wow. And your wife, is she back in Germany?
No. She awaits me on the other side. I miss her terribly.
That's gotta stink.
Sometimes I wonder if I came to New Babylon because it is God's will for me, or because I'm on a mission of death.
You mean you...
One mistake, and I'll be with my Ilse again. Forever.
How did...
She was killed by the global community soldiers in a battle led by Otto Weiser.
You mentioned him before.
I'm not sure he and I share the same vision anymore.
Is he as militant as you guys are?
Yes. Only his loved ones are still alive.
Vicky, you mind if I join you?
Not at all. I'd appreciate the company.
Look like you wanted to be all alone, sitting out here all by yourself.
Yeah, I do and I don't. Don't try to figure it out. I don't even understand it.
Thinking about our boy?
Yeah, our boy. It's a weird way to put it. Well, I was also thinking about how much I'm going to miss this place when we go to Petra.
I've been thinking about that, too. Jed wants me to be his best man.
Yeah, we both do.
I'm just not sure it's such a good idea going to Petra. I'm not even sure it was a good idea going to New Babylon.
Yeah, what do they say about hindsight being 2020?
Yeah, I've been thinking about my Uncle Andre.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I really love that guy. He's always in some kind of jam, but... Yeah, I still loved him.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about him.
And that Leroy Banks dude killed him. I still think he would have become a believer eventually. He seemed like he was so close.
You can't dwell on the past.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Ryan and Bruce, too. Man, all those good friends I had who died.
Yeah. Mark's cousin, John.
I just don't want to see anything happen to Judd. I mean, he can be a jerk sometimes, but... Still the best friend I got.
A jerk, huh? That's my future husband you're talking about.
Yeah, lucky you.
Gentlemen, bad news!
What's up?
GC police are doing house-to-house search on this block. Yeah. They're right next door!
Great!
Don't worry. We are prepared for this eventuality. Both of you, head off to number 2.
Number 2?
It's an escape tunnel.
Yes, through this door.
What about you?
I have decided I have a new mission right now.
What are you
now.
Talking about?
I am talking about getting Judd and his Fraulein back together. That is my mission today.
What? No,
oh, don't
do
feed
this.
Us safe.
No, Helmut, you can't.
Now it's too late. He's made his decision.
Oh, they're crazy. They're all crazy.
That may be, but we're alive. And to stay that way, we have to go now.
Fine.
Come on.
Let's go.
Look out!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.